Canopy.us/protect to start your 30-day free trial. Enter the promo code PROTECT and get 15% off the regular price for life. That's Canopy.us/protect. Canopy.us/protect.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. And now, during our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen, now only $19.99, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Keeping you informed all weekend from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Friday, U.S. Senator Rand Paul blocked a $40 billion spending plan, much of the money going to Ukraine to help them in their battle with Russia. Larry Sabato from the Center for Politics echoes the Democratic Party's plea to blow up the filibuster rule in the Senate.
What this really demonstrates is the ridiculousness of many of the Senate rules, where a single senator can keep a country in great distress like Ukraine from receiving aid that is strongly supported by both Republicans and Democrats.
Fifth District Congressman Bob Good was on WCHV Radio, one of 57 Republicans in the House that had voted against the package, and said,
"This is $40 billion, a lot of which was stuff that wasn't directly related to Ukraine. Again, we didn't have time to read the whole bill anyway. We only had a few hours. We found out early that afternoon."
An online petition is drawing attention as a former Orange County High School graduate, Griffin Floyd, is calling for the removal of school board member Chelsea Quintern, who supported the ban on use of critical race theory and other divisive topics in developing Orange County's curriculum, and another that would require schools to disclose student self-identification to their parents. He needs 290 signatures on an official petition for recall, which would go into Orange County Circuit Court. His online petition has received 1,000 signatures. Gas prices not coming down yet in Virginia. AAA Mid-Atlantic said yesterday the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Virginia is $4.26. That's up almost 30 cents from this time last month. The price per gallon average across the nation is $4.43. More American Rescue Act plan money is coming through the Virginia Tourism Corporation into the area for the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau. It received $660,000 available through ARPA funds to Virginia counties and independent cities based on the relative share of each locality to the total state tax revenue attributed to tourism in 2019.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Farm Credit takes pride in serving our customers. Whether it's in financing your dream home or helping you navigate the twists and turns of the agriculture industry, it's something we've been doing for 100 years, so just call us the experts. In fact, we've given back over $400 million in cash refunds since 2001. Yep, that's right. We serve our customers by putting our profits in their pockets each year. Call us at 800-919-FARM to learn more about our patronage dividend program today.
Abortion rights rallies from coast to coast. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Nearly 400 events are planned today, with the largest gatherings expected in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York City. Demonstrators are mobilizing ahead of a Supreme Court ruling that could overturn Roe versus Wade.
Make no mistake, once Republicans shred long-standing precedent and privacy rights, they intend to wage an all-out assault on more of our rights.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last night at a forum in Dallas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas decried the leak of a draft opinion, calling it tremendously bad.
When you lose that trust, especially in the institution that I'm in, it changes the institution fundamentally.
Protesters have shown up outside the homes of conservative justices. Also from coast to coast, a desperate search for baby formula.
This is a process. We're working on it very, very hard. There's nothing more urgent we're working on than that right now. And I think we're going to be making some significant progress.
President Biden trying to reassure anxious parents. Only a handful of U.S. companies make baby formula, and one of them, Abbott, had to close a facility in Michigan and recall several major brands after some babies suffered bacterial infections. To Ukraine, where Russian forces have